From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning to you, my friends. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you. Oh, already the third day of March. You know what that means. Oh, spring is right around the corner. And yes, day two of me wearing my sandals. In fact, I had a few comments yesterday kind of giggling how I was wearing a sweater and wearing my sandals, but I'm believing for warmer days. In fact, today, looking at our weather, I'm excited about this. It looks like we're going to have a little more sunshine in the forecast today. We could see temperature all the way up to 60 degrees. Oh my goodness, that is exciting for me because, you know, just last week I was in Orlando for CPAC and it was about 80 degrees. One day we were out on the sidewalks. They were having a big welcome celebration out front for our main speaker on Sunday. Yes, that was President Trump came and spoke at CPAC. And so there was people flag waving and all kinds of fun stuff outside. And it got actually kind of warm. It was like 90 degrees out there. And I think a few of my freckles started popping out because I was out there a little too long, got a little pink on the cheeks. But it was certainly a fun time to be out in that sunshine. And I had joked with Miriam, maybe I can bottle this up and come back to Oregon with. And it looks like it followed me at least for a couple days. And then as we move towards the end of the week, it looks like temperatures remaining in the 60s with some rain possibly in the forecast, which, you know, we need that rain. Our farmers are grateful for that as they are hoping for good crops this year, right? And certainly we have had an interesting year. I want to mention this morning that many parents of kindergartners and up to second grade, and then tomorrow, the little bit older elementary school, they're going back to school here in Salem. And so I want, as you're out and about this morning, maybe you're already driving, just be mindful of the families that are taking their children to school in person. This is great news, as it's been about a year now that school's been, and all of our lives have been disrupted. And so certainly if you say prayers in the morning, be praying for these families and grandparents that are helping out. In fact, I know one particular grandma, talked with her a little bit through text yesterday, who's taken her grandson to kindergarten this morning. Hello, Diana, and I hope you have a wonderful morning. I know sometimes when you take your kids to drop them off for the first time, your grandkids, it can be a little emotional watching them walk into the school and all the new things that they have to get used to in school with all the COVID precautions and stuff. So keeping families, your young families in mind as you're driving around, being aware, and then of course after school, and just want to stay alert on that. You know, talking about the last week and the sunshine in Orlando and talking about CPAC, we kind of did a recap yesterday of some of the people that I had a chance to meet. And then I was thinking, oh my goodness, I didn't talk about these other folks that I had a chance to meet and got pictures with and potential interviews coming up. Really excited about an interview potential with Jenna Ellis. Now, do you know that name? Does that sound familiar to you? She's an attorney. In fact, she was President Trump's attorney, and when we were looking at some of this election aftermath. She is one sharp gal, and I got to sit on a panel about our worldview, and she's a very strong, articulate attorney, and she is interested in being a guest in the show, so we'll be working out those details. Another gal that we talked about, both Josh and I have talked about in the past, is a gal that ran for Congress out of Florida. Her name is Laura Loomer, and she has a book coming out, and she was canceled before canceling was cool. You know, she was so deplatformed for some of her views and talking about, America First things out of Florida. And she came really close to winning. She is going to run again, and she's got a book out. So we'll be talking to her. And of course, Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. I'm going to work on getting her in a future interview. So that's pretty fun. And I don't know if I talked about this. I might have talked about it when I was in Orlando, but I had opportunity to talk with Tommy Lahren. Now, Tommy Lahren is on Fox Nation, and her and Lawrence host a show on Fox Nation. And my friend Deanna and I, her and I were interviewed actually by Tommy Lahren as part of the audience. And why are we coming to CPAC? And that's kind of a fun interview. I'll have to put that up on the Facebook page. Anyway, Tommy Lahren is going to be doing a special feature pretty pretty soon on the Keystone. She's going to go back to South Dakota to her hometown. She graduated with my daughter, Shelby, at Central High School there in Rapid City, the same class. And she is going to be going back to South Dakota. So for those of you that are listening from South Dakota this morning, hello. And Tommy Lahren will be back in your area. So there's some real interesting opportunities coming up. I'm excited about that. And I think the CPAC opportunity for me was just a reminder that we are all Americans. And at CPAC, it wasn't necessarily, there were several Republicans, but there were also Democrats, a lot of libertarians, independents, non-affiliated, people who were just focused on America and being conservative. I need to have more coffee, I think, this morning. But the main thing is that we all gather around, and that's the same with this radio station. We gather around principles that support the Constitution and our ability to be free people. And who gives us that freedom? How do we get that freedom? Well, it's not something that the government grants, right? It's actually a God-given liberty and freedom. And the difference between freedom and liberty, freedom is like we could do anything we want, whenever we want, to whomever we want without consequence of conscience, right? But liberty is that freedom with conscience, in a sense, that we know the right and wrong to a certain limit. I'll honor your stuff, you honor my stuff, right? I'll honor your ideas, you honor my ideas, and we can agree to disagree. And that's the beautiful part. But there's some serious, serious things going on here in Oregon still. I'm very concerned about the continued emergency clause pushed out through May 2nd. What is it? Why? Because our numbers dwindling as far as COVID goes. I think it was in the hundreds yesterday of all new cases in the whole state of Oregon. And remember, this is not just cases that have been confirmed, but it's presumptive cases too. But you don't ever get those numbers. And so I just think it's crazy that we have to push it out through May 2nd and that we still are in high risk here in Marion County. And I'm still concerned about our state house passing laws, more laws than they've ever, potential laws. And we're so closed down that we can't have the individual opportunity to address our senators and our representatives face to face about these issues that are impacting our lives each and every day. And so we're here to encourage, educate, and really challenge each other to stay involved in the process as much as we can. And I'm so thankful that you've been tuning in, and so thankful to so many of you that have been showing up, that have been getting out of your comfort zone, that have been going to the constitutional classes, have been going to activities in the community and doing the best that you can to be heard. And I applaud you in that. And when I took this role on a year ago, and it was a year ago yesterday, my very first broadcast, one of the focuses that I had is really to be a sense of encouragement to each and every one of you. The neat thing is in a sense, the silver lining is I had no idea just around the corner 2 weeks later, COVID-19 would hit and everything would be shut down. In fact, businesses were starting to advertise what they were going to do around the 17th of March. You know what that is, right? St. Patrick's Day, kind of a day I enjoy with my Irish heritage. And everything was shut down by then. And so in my effort to stay engaged in the process, I started bringing in people who support businesses, business owners. What is your story? What are you doing? How you get through this? What's, an information that we could use to stay focused and stay in the day. And I met so many incredible people right here locally that not only have a local impact, but also have a national impact. And one of the such individuals that's been on my show, I think maybe four or five times already, is Bill Cummings, and he is with The Best Of. And I'm so glad to have you here, Bill, for an update. I appreciate your friendship. I thank you for what you do, not only in our community, but many communities around this country. And it's good to have you here. How's it going? I see you have a Disney shirt on.
I do.
That's pretty fun. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Gosh, we have really been busy the last year. We've been growing our staff. Of course, we're right in downtown Salem.
Mm-hmm.
We were virtual for about 3 months, and mm-hmm. now we're back. And we keep hiring local people, so we're putting a lot of local people to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our turn again for Best of the Willamette Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And nominations open on March 8th. And this past year, we've really had the opportunity to get to know more and more local businesses. This is one of about 30 contests now that we're managing the last year. So we're in markets like Minnesota, we're in Texas, we're in South Dakota, almost every state.
Laconia. Arkansas.
Yep, yes. Laconia just opened their contest. So, and what it is it's an opportunity for businesses to nominate themselves or their fans to nominate them. And the focus is on what's next. Mm-hmm. And it's really resonating with businesses, not only here in our local market, but across the country. It's kind of a breath of fresh air. It's not like, ain't it awful? It's like, what's good? What can we do next? And so we're excited. And God is blessing us throughout the whole process. But I think he's really blessing those businesses, too, that want to step out and be voted best. And we do it completely different. We're not associated with any local media companies. So we're independent. Mm-hmm. We're just like the businesses that we work with.
The neat thing about the Best Of, and for those of you that maybe are new and have not heard of this concept before, is that you nominate a business. It could be a hair salon, it could be a service, it could be food. Maybe even this year we could do radio. Wouldn't that be fun? You know, your favorite. And then there's a campaign where everybody goes to Facebook, or is it a website?
It's Facebook, social media, their email, however they want to get the word out.
And then they vote, and then based on that.
They could even do radio ads to say vote for us.
Oh, that would be great. Hmm. Yes. I could help you out with that.
That's right.
Yes.
Call 1-800-STACY.
That's right. We can get you hooked up. So that would be, so then it starts on March 8th, and it ends on when?
Nominations open on March 8th. And then voting, that's getting ready, and voting release is pretty much the month of April, but it's opens on April 5th.
Now, I remember last year with the COVID and everything, you still had your campaign and you had great interaction with people voting and the businesses. I remember I it was such a cool thing. I got to participate when you recognized your local businesses here in Salem that had been awarded and selected by their constituents, their customers, right? And it was such a neat day because we had been shut down and you had done it on the Capitol steps and had them come by and take pictures and all of that. And you could just see the hope in the business owner's eyes. It was very good. It was a good thing.
And, you know, we had over 1,600 businesses that were nominated and were running. And, of course, we could only award 382 of those businesses. So it's a real competition. Mm-hmm. It's not a pay-to-play like some do. Or it's not I'm a big advertiser in the local paper, so I'm going to win this contest. Mm-hmm. Not at all. It really is. It really is pure what the public thinks. And that's right. You know, when COVID hit, we planned a really cool party at the yard and we were working with them and we were kind of on pins and needles because you remember in the beginning it was, over the last 2 weeks, over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, flatten the curve. Yep.
Right, flatten the curve, mind the curve, and then do a new curve and move the goalposts. So all of that. But our attitude was, well, what can we do?
Right.
Don't tell us what we can't do. What can we do?
Help us find a way around, through, right?
Absolutely.
And we did it. And we had an opportunity to recognize the outstanding, voted by you, businesses here in the Willamette Valley. So excited to have you here, Bill, talking about this. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for being morning show sponsors, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give Dave and Paige a call if you are doing anything real estate. Maybe you're thinking about selling, maybe you're thinking about upgrading, maybe for the first time you're like, I've got enough in the bank for a down payment and I want to buy a home. Well, I'm telling you what, if you have in mind what you want to buy, it sounds like right now the supply and demand thing, you know, that if you know you want to jump, you better jump soon because things sell so fast. In fact, some friends of mine, they're like family, almost like godparents in my life. They had lived in the same house for 45 years in the Albany area, and within hours they sold their home, and they're in the Albany area. So, and then within hours they found a home, and if they hadn't been prepared, they wouldn't have gotten it. So I just really want to encourage you, get a hold of Dave and Paige Smith today. Continuing the conversation this morning with Bill Cummings. So excited to have you in the studio, Bill. I love this campaign, the best of 2021. Who is going to be the best? Who's going to be voted by you and I, friends, at the best in services, food? What kind of categories, Bill, do we have that we've been able to vote on this year, and potentially new categories we need to look for in businesses to nominate?
Well, we have our traditional eat and drink, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, professional services, schools, shopping, things to do. And this year we're adding agribusiness because we are an agricultural center. Mm-hmm. So, and we've done that across the country, and the response has been great because, you know, those folks at the Farm Credit Bureau and mm-hmm. the crop insurance folks, they need to get the word out too. So
right.
Who doesn't want to be voted best?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's still in this society. I've joked a little bit about when my kids were in school, everybody got a certificate, you know, and I can give some opinion about that and how that's playing out in today's culture. But it is okay. It is okay to have the best customer service, to have the best interaction, and especially it'll be interesting this year, Bill, because I'm telling you, these business owners, I think of Mike Adams and Adams, you know, his barbecue mm-hmm. and his crew, and I think of my friend Diana and the Honky Tonk Barn Grill and the different folks that have these restaurants, and they're like open and then they're closed, and they have to adjust to being on the street in a little tent thing. You know, they've really had to mitigate some very interesting waters this year to stay viable and to stay customer friendly, and the community has really, it really showed up to support these businesses. And so it'll be interesting to see how people evaluate that in the food service area, right?
Right. And we've added a couple of categories mm-hmm. that because of people had to make this paradigm shift of setting up tents on the street. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's great that happened. It was a little, you know, we're right downtown, so I think it got a little confusing for the homeless to see all the tents because they thought that would be a place at night.
But oh.
I'm kidding,
of
course.
I'm like, yeah, I never thought of that. They're like, okay, dine in and sleep, huh?
Right. Dinner yeah. and a show. But, but you know, and this year we are really tickled that Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking mm-hmm. said, you know what? We love what you guys are doing with Best of the Willamette Valley. We love businesses. We are so local. They are our presenting sponsor this year.
Oh,
that
fantastic.
Means they've stepped up and said, we want to make sure this thing is not only thrives, but mm-hmm. is just the best that there is. So we welcome them. And so this year, Best of the Willamette Valley is presented by Rick's Custom Decking and Fencing.
So, fantastic. And so
great partners.
Yes. Excellent. Local business getting behind mm-hmm. other local businesses. And that's really
absolutely
people. This is my little thing. You know, people say the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No, that's what it's all about. Networking, supporting one another, getting the good word out about your business. And it is really kind of it's a profile, because at the end, when the winners have been selected, let's talk a little bit about this beautiful tabletop magazine mm-hmm. that is a go-to guide, not only on your tabletop or in your business, right, or in your friend's business, but also you have an online version of that.
Absolutely, at bestofthewillamettevalley.com. Mm-hmm. Those winners are throughout the year, and it's not just throughout the year, it's continuous. So mm-hmm. as we build that, the other great thing is if you are a small business and you've never done a best of or been a part of it, this is the year to do it. It's really critical to get involved. Mm-hmm. And with ours, there's no cost to be nominated. There's no cost to be voted. In fact, if you win, there's no obligation to buy a thing. Mm-hmm. It's because it's for the community. Of course, we do have opportunities to enhance things. But
right,
if you win gold in our contest, mm-hmm. you get a write-up and a photograph, and you can't buy that position. So
incredible. And I have watched billboards go up throughout the year.
Yep.
And they'll say whatever you know, a service, whether it be, I don't know if it's a dermatology or whatever, and they'll have in the corner your seal,
correct,
you know, voted by you, you know, and that's just like a little bit more of a stamp of approval. Or this is in, for me, when I first moved here a year ago, and then you guys came out with your book, it was really easy for me to open up that book and say, okay, look at here, Terry, this is where we need to go now. And then we're like, oh, well, it's not open. So this year, hello,
right,
we can do that. But a lot of those that weren't open for like dine-in, they had takeout, and they had,
absolutely,
you know, and I think my little book is probably got a check mark by almost every little service that I've had to be able to go to. Mostly I say food because to me that's, you know, important.
Definitely the restaurants were impacted, mm-hmm, the most, mm-hmm, but you know, the folks that thrived through this were the home improvement folks,
yes,
the medical folks, mm-hmm, and as everything got back to business, and the restaurants are coming back, they're going to make that 25% work until it's 50%, and they're going to make that 50% work until it's 100%. So, and we're with them all the way.
So in 5 days, it's the 3rd of March now, in five, mm-hmm, days, the nomination process opens, and they go to your website.
Bestofthewillamettevalley.com.
Bestofthewillamettevalley.com, and you can nominate yourself, you can have your friends nominate you, and then voting begins again on April 1st. When does that act?
No, voting starts April 5th. And here's the secret.
Okay.
You only need one nomination to get onto our ballot.
Fantastic.
You don't have to go through a round of, you know, mm-hmm, laborious rounds of voting, and then you qualify and then have to pre-qualify,
oh, yeah,
and then again. Some of those contests are just, it's like,
it's complicated.
Funny.
We want to keep it simple, sweetie, right?
Right.
And so, but you need at least however many in each field, though, to qualify, right?
Our category, you talked about, mm-hmm, losers. So, mm-hmm, our categories require at least 3 bona fide businesses, mm-hmm, to be competing, because in our contest, we have to have losers to, mm-hmm, be able to have winners. So.
I gotcha. And it's gold and silver, right?
Gold and silver.
And what's the difference there between just the votes, right? Between the two, between gold
it's
and silver?
The number of votes.
Number,
right,
of votes. All right. Well, we're breaking it all down for you right here, talking about the best of the Willamette Valley. So excited to have Bill Cummings here as we continue the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this wonderful Wednesday. It's 8:35 in the morning, and I certainly appreciate your interaction, your emails, your ideas on community calendar and things that are going on in the future. And I'm excited. There's some good alliances being built for businesses. Pastor Lou at the River Church here in Salem on the 12th of March, and I'm going to get the details and I'll put it up on our Facebook page, but there's going to be a meeting of businesses gathering together and kind of talking about how we can encourage one another and kind of get through some of these still obstacles that we're dealing with a year later. Remember last year this time they said, you know, let's shut everything down to flatten the curve, and now we have been doing our part. And the hard part has been, it seems like we have all these obstacles, still can't get quite open the way we need to be open. And I know as of a whole week now, we're not at extreme high risk in Marion County. We're at high risk. So therefore, restaurants are able to safely open up and have some indoor dining. And I'm excited now that I'm back to be able to do those kinds of things. I want to remind our businesses, if you have some special events and things going on, you know, get a hold of me. I'd love to interact with you and know more what's going on and help promote what's happening. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We're going to be doing some features, in fact, in the future, where I want to come to your business and highlight it. tell your story and encourage people to come and support your business. And there's a lot of community events going on right now. In fact, 40 Days for Life is having their prayer vigil at Planned Parenthood now, really, really gathering together and making it aware during this Lenten season that we need to stand together for life. And then the Biblical Citizenship class is continuing on. This will be the third week at People's Church, and you can join in. It's at 11:30 a.m. Would love to see you there. I'm looking forward to that. And then I got this from my friend Deanna, and she wanted me to, I wanted to share this with you because I think as we talk about opening up, in fact, I just shared on our Facebook page right there at KSLM Radio, just shared a map of the states that have no mask mandate, no fines for not wearing a mask. And it's kind of this momentum. I think we, being here in Oregon, we think that we're stuck and this is how it's always going to be. And perhaps under this leadership and the rule of Kate Brown and her administration, maybe it will be. But other states, not so. Businesses may require it, may not require it, but most don't have, like the state of South Dakota, any kind of mandate. Now, let me read you this. Texas and Mississippi are finally freeing their people and businesses. Really? 1 year ago, I called BS on the whole thing. Thankful that our governor, and this is a gal from South Dakota, allowed us to make our own choices and left our businesses alone. Only after these other governors heard our governor and met our governor at CPAC, now they're opening and creating freedom for their people. Why did the people submit? Why did we submit? Why did they not rise up? Why did they not defy? Maybe I'm just a stubborn American who knows my Bill of Rights. I'm full on defiance against any government overreach. This was over back in June of 2020. With all our government cover-ups and easy and cheap medications, this was over in April 2020. Rise up against our government. Stand for your rights. Come on, game over. And then she writes, to all the leftists crying because Texas and Mississippi have announced that they have resumed freedom, did you know that you're still welcome to stay home and double mask all day long? And then she adds a quote from Candace Owens, you don't need a government mandate to be a paranoid recluse. And I do think, you know, many of us are wondering, you know, if people are in fear and they're worried about catching the virus, then stay home. You order your food delivered. You get your groceries, you know, curbside, those kinds of things. The rest of us want to live free and go about our business. And again, it's that perspective of being an independent thinker, trying to do the best that we can for one another and taking care of our most vulnerable. And even as I traveled to Orlando this year for CPAC conference, I was shocked at how many people were wearing double masks, not just the one little mask. And of course, when I checked in, I have the kind of mask that's shimmery and I can breathe through it. And when I checked in and they said, you know, your mask isn't approved as of 2 weeks ago. FDA now has a regulation that you have to wear a certain kind of mask. You can't have the gaiters, you know, the bandanas. You can't have the shimmery that you can breathe through, actually. And you can't have the face shields. And a lot of things you can't have. Basically, you can do a double mask or you can do a real thick mask or the surgical mask, those kinds of things. And when they it just kind of came rolling out of my mouth, well, this is not approved. Well, I said, well, this is approved from my doctor because I need to breathe. And so basically they told me, because, and this is a true story, if I wear those masks, when I wear the really thick ones that they want you to wear, I start coughing because I need air. And then people think you have COVID because you're coughing all the time, right? So it was kind of an interesting experience for me. And the reality is, here we have regulations from FDA, right? Bureaucrats making these regulations that have felony penalties, really. They can stop the plane, turn the plane around. They can kick you off and you can never fly again. All of these things because you don't wear a mask. And at CPAC, you know, when you have liberty-loving people, and that's the case of this gal, Deanna, who wrote this little saying to me and said you could share that, at CPAC, when you have liberty-loving people, we had a hotel that was hypersensitive and making sure everybody was wearing their masks and making sure it was wearing it correctly, because in that community there locally, the mayor said, we will find you, we will find the hotel, and we will find CPAC. And so it was very difficult. The struggle was real. I saw many conversations wrestling with just the enforcers, like, where's your policy, you know, things like that. A lot of pushback. And certainly we don't want CPAC to get in trouble. And that's kind of why a lot of us have submitted, even locally here in Salem. We do not want our business owners to pay the price for not wearing the mask. And yet we're tired of wearing the mask. And so when is it going to end? I'm interested in hearing from you. If you want to join the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220, and kind of give me your perspective. Do you think this will continue on beyond opening up? Do you think Governor Brown will open up even after May 2nd? Schools go back today. In fact, when you look at the journal right now, the Statesman Journal, the top headlines above the curve is talking about families disrupted by a year of pandemic, schooling, jobs, childcare among struggles Oregonians face. And it's, you know, it's been 1 year and the biggest disruption to ever hit right at home. Everything that we know, you know, as normal has been upended. And looking back over this last year, I'm curious to hear from you. You know, how much has this changed your day-to-day life and your day-to-day routine? So many people have been working from home. Now that opportunity of learning that you could be just as productive at home as you were in the office, there's a lot of thinking that has changed. But the disturbing part of it is, and you know we've talked about that many times here on the air, is how has this conditioned us? And I'm curious, you know, many of us are saying, no, we're not going to have the vaccine. Don't force me to have the vaccine. But as many of us are saying, no, I don't want it. Don't force us. There are many that are saying, oh, hurry up and get the vaccine, because that'll help us open up our business. That'll help us open up and not have to wear the mask. But as we look at some of these states that are still closed, some of them have had the vaccines and had a lot of their population vaccinated. And even as I look at this article, too, this is interesting. The Salem Saturday Market is opening earlier this year, and it's going to open up. And that's the Saturday Market that's downtown by the Capitol, and it's a fun market. They have, you know, fresh honey, fresh vegetables. I love the fresh flowers that they had there. A really good opportunity to get behind some of our local businesses, and certainly some of our ag businesses that have fresh, you know, to you, things from the garden and stuff. But they're stating in here that you definitely, the rules for opening is that you will have to wear a mask. You will have to have physical distancing. If not, you won't be able to purchase from this market. Isn't that interesting? And so as our kids go back to school and we're working at, and I want to remind folks, when you're driving out and about today, not only this morning, but also this afternoon, be mindful that kids, kindergarten, first grade students return to the brick and mortar schools today. And then tomorrow, the older kids will start, I think at the rest of the grades will start up to about sixth grade, I believe. So we want to be mindful of that as we move towards reopening of the schools. And I just, you know, I think of my daughter in South Dakota and the ones that have been able to continue to have their kids in school. And yet I think of some of the families here. And the reality is many, many families here in Oregon, eyes have been open about what their kids are learning and that process and what kind of messages. I know I've got some friends in the Newburgh area struggling with their teenage son in middle school, trying to get him motivated to do his classwork. Online learning has been very difficult, and it's even impacted business, his personal business, working from home, trying to keep his son on task. And then being wide awake to what their reading, required reading, is doing. And there's a huge undertone of social justice and, you know, forming these children into opinions that follow the narrative that we've been seeing in the news throughout the nation. And these are challenging times, and it's times like this that we need to stay engaged in the process. And I encourage folks, as we talked several times in the last 2 weeks, about getting engaged, perhaps even in the school board. Have you ever thought about being a school board representative in your local community. There's over 450 openings in Oregon alone, and I believe that if the right kind of people with the right kind of values got engaged in the school board even and looking at the curriculum and evaluating how our kids are being taught and the messages and the narrative that they're learning, we can make a difference. How about for the next, you know, council, your community council, your commission in your community? Why not step up? Why are we waiting for other people to do it? I think it's important that we get engaged in the process. And certainly if you don't feel called to those kinds of positions, get behind those who do. I have talked to folks that are getting engaged in the process. They never even voted before, but now they're wide awake as to even as simple as the gas tank. I've heard people say, I cannot believe a gallon of gas has gone up 30 cents since the election. Incredible. And that has a day-to-day impact on our day-to-day lives. These kinds of things people are paying attention to. We want changes. We've got to get engaged in the process. More after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you along this morning. Want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs, give Bill a call, 503-885-0789. And I'm excited to bring on the air with me a friend of the radio station and certainly one of the best of here in Willamette Valley. Good morning to you, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Awesome. Well, earlier this hour, we had the best of the Willamette Valley. We had Bill Cummings on the air. He had to step out and take a phone call, pretty important phone call, probably wheeling and dealing about the best of. And so we are talking with you now. I wanted to ask you, you actually were nominated, your little business. Talk to us about your business here downtown Rapid City.
I have a little shop downtown that I've been in business for 7 years. It's the Women's Resell The Trunk, and I offer all women's sizes and all styles, concentrating on the best I can absolutely find. I don't do too much vintage, mostly clothes of today, the last 10 years.
And you have what I love about your little boutique is you're located just downtown. You're right by the Elsinore Theater, and now you've got a new business right beside you, kind of an Irish pub like business. What is that called next door to you?
Yeah, this is their highlighted month because they're an Irish pub. They're Sisters Irish Bistro next door.
Okay, and so you've got you're in a nice little area, and your little boutique has jewelry and scarves and handbags and clothing size zero all the way up to plus size, right? And and you have casual to dressy. You even have like beanies and gloves. You're like a one-stop shop for that special outfit that you need for a special occasion, or just the jeans to hang around and go shopping downtown, right?
Yeah, one of my mottos is compliment your closet. So you couldn't replace your whole closet, but you could definitely compliment it.
So you last year were nominated for the best of the Willamette Valley, and you actually won an award. What did you win?
Best women's clothing store.
2020. Mm-hmm. How, talk to me a little bit about that process. You were nominated, then people voted, and how did that feel when you knew you were selected by your customers in that category?
Well, it was pretty cool to be in the magazine, and they did a really nice write-up about my store there, and just, you know, to be recognized, and that's pretty big. They gave me an award on the Capitol steps. And you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You were helping give out the awards.
So yep, you've gotten all kinds of promotion. You got it in this really nice tabletop guide. You were featured in there. You got a certificate to show your customers in the store as well, right? And was there any expense to you on any of this?
Nope.
No expense at all.
Uh-uh.
That
just
is
voting.
Such, yep.
I mean, I could have used their promotions and spent money, but no, everything I got actually didn't cost me money.
Which is a huge, huge advantage of this organization and what they do in our community. They really are about highlighting and getting behind businesses and allowing interaction. You know, Rebecca, it's just starting. Nominations open up on the 8th of March and voting begins.
Yeah, I just got their brochures like 2 days ago.
Oh, fantastic. And then April 5th is when voting begins and the results will be published in June. So are you hoping that you're going to get involved again this year?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was told that when the nominations come up, hopefully they'll have more categories than last year.
Yeah, and this
is accessories and other things as well.
Yeah, and I just got a text from my mom. My mom said downtown. I must have said downtown Rapid City, but it's downtown Salem, friends, not
yes,
Rapid City.
Did
I say? Oh, what state am I living in?
No.
You should have corrected me. Thank you, Mom, for that. That downtown Salem, Oregon. Actually, here's why the Rapid City thing is we're going to work on trying to get Rapid City, South Dakota involved in this program, too. And so I'm probably thinking prematurely there. But downtown Salem, next to the Irish Pub, next to the Elsinore, certainly a great opportunity for your business. And tell me, what value has this brought to you this year, especially during the pandemic?
Oh, well, when people come in, they notice the little sticker that I have like a best of on my window.
Mm-hmm.
And people notice that, and it's just nice to talk to. I mean, I don't get to talk to everybody about it, but when it comes up, it's like, yeah, I won best of, you know. So it's definitely an up, not a down.
During the pandemic this last year, have you seen a significant drop in business and people downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm thrilled that I'm still there.
You are.
It's a daily battle.
Yes, and there's other businesses. In fact, I think the restaurant on the corner has closed. There's other businesses that haven't survived this, and you keep going each and every day, and I'm so extremely proud of you. Talk to us a little bit about what kind of specials you got going on right there and what your address is of the trunk.
Okay, I have a special right now through this month, and buy one item of my clothing and get the second item half off, no limit. So if you buy 10 items, you get 5 items half price.
That is incredible.
Of my clothing. I do sell soap and candles for other vendors, or a couple of different people that have placed their items in my store in their regular price. But my clothing and shoes right now is buy one, get one half off.
And I'm going to put a little plug in, too. You also help do shopping. Like, you and Terry work together to put a beautiful package of things that I knew that I would love for Valentine's Day. And he surprised me with, this jacket I'm wearing right now and a bag and a scarf. And you help do all of that. And so you'll help people like that. If you have someone special in your life that you want to surprise with a gift certificate, jewelry, you'll help people with that, won't you?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of fun. When somebody's interested in getting help shopping, I definitely can suggest things. I definitely know how to read people after 7 years.
And you have a Facebook page. What is that?
It's The Trunk Women's Resale. Also, I have Instagram, Google, and Yelp. I have it all.
And something that I'm going to tease our listeners a little bit about this. We're working on, we haven't set a date yet, but we want to have a little fashion show and do some community event stuff, maybe a little fundraiser for a nonprofit in our community. Looking forward to working with you on that, Rebecca. Thank you so much for being a part of our show this morning and telling us how the Best Of has blessed your business, and certainly looking forward to this year, the Best Of the Willamette Valley. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Have a fantastic day.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And this is what it's all about, friends. You and I coming together, supporting our local mom and pop, the small businesses in our community. And I know it's easy sometimes, especially when we have family afar and we want to just go to Amazon real quick and order something. Before we do that, let's give pause and let's help one another by going to our local businesses, supporting our local businesses, even if that means just giving a gift certificate from those businesses as gifts. Great to talk to Bill Cummings and Rebecca this morning about the Best Of the Willamette Valley. More to come. We'll continue to be a part of this campaign here in 2021. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Looking forward. Tomorrow's going to be a great day. We're going to talk to Lisa and what we're doing here locally to address the homeless population. Have a wonderful day. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.